So far, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Before state lawmakers return for the full legislative session in February, they're trying to figure out how to spend millions of dollars of COVID-19 relief. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Colorado's economy is expected to recover faster than originally anticipated from the pandemic. Also, tax collections were better than expected last year, and lawmakers cut the budget deeper than they needed to. That means extra money for one-time stimulus efforts. The legislature's bipartisan Joint Budget Committee will discuss options over the coming days, with a public hearing next Wednesday to get feedback. Governor Jared Polis has made his own proposals, including $500 million for an economic stimulus and other one-time spending. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A recent city audit of the Denver Art Museum found some surprising details. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Denver auditor Timothy O'Brien says his office found unaccounted for city assets, blocked access to the museum's database, and an out-of-date deal with the city of Denver. The art museum and other city officials say they can work on these issues without a new formal agreement. But O'Brien warns there could be legal and financial problems if the terms of their contract are not clarified. He also recommends the Denver Art Museum add more women and Latinx trustees. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Fewer than 0.3% of students and staff in the Cherry Creek School District have COVID-19, but those small numbers are still causing disruptions to classrooms. As of Thursday, 800 students and 92 staffers were under quarantine. Health officials are watching the numbers closely. Middle and high school students in Jefferson County and Denver Public Schools will soon return to hybrid learning, where they will be inside buildings part of the time. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.